Good morning.
Good morning.
I have been trying to get behind this pulpit since the 1st of February, and I've made it. Hallelujah. I did get a call at 5:30 this morning, had to deal with a situation, but it's all good. Didn't think I was going to make it, but I'm preaching today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Been on some rough waters, but God has been faithful.
Amen.
Amen. He's been right there, and I've seen his favor. I shared with you at the first of the year about the word God had gave me back in December about how the favor of the Lord surrounds the righteous as a shield. And I've stood on that word since then, and I have indeed seen the favor of God surround our lives like a shield, and God come through time and time again. And I'm so glad for the quiet confidence that God puts in our spirit, that there's a lot of times that you don't have to say anything, especially when there's a lot of people around you talking negative and talking contrary to the word. But within you, church, God wants to put a quiet, confident spirit in you, that when you walk, you know that you walk in authority.
Amen.
Somebody needs to grab a hold of that today, because you've done a little bit too much talking. And you talked yourself into unbelief. But there's times when you just need to be quiet and know that you know that God is for you. And you walk in an authority that God has said that's yours.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And when you walk into a situation or into a place, you know you have authority over that because of the authority that God has put within you. Amen. Every place that you tread, God says, I'm going to give it to you. And sometimes you don't have to say anything. All you've got to do is walk. Oh my God. All you've got to do is walk. All you've got to do is walk. You've been covered with the blood of Jesus. He's already gone before you. He's already prepared a way for you. And you just need to learn how to walk in the authority that's been destined and given to you. Amen. Glory to God. And Brother Ricardo, you and Marion Kemper, I have a word for you, because she said something at the beginning of the service, and we'll get to the prayer list in a minute. Marion, come with him. You said something about the Spirit getting on you really strong, and he shouldn't do that. But I want to rebuke you in the love of the Lord this morning and tell you, brother, that you need the Spirit of the Lord to come upon you. Because there are times that it does, and I see it. And when I do see it, it's like the Shekinah glory of God with on you. And because the Lord wants to come upon you in a strong way, there was a time when you said, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll go wherever you want me to go, and I'll say whatever I want you to say. And when you say that, you need to start preparing yourself to walk into what you've just said. So God says, do not say that anymore. But invite the Spirit of the Lord to come upon you, for out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. And then when you begin to stand and speak, it will not be you speaking, but the anointing of God speaking within you.
Amen.
And that's when you're going to see walls break down. That's when you're going to see the captive set free. So do not allow yourself to say that anymore, but begin to invite the Spirit that's already within you to come and flow out of you, for out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And I want to impart to you today a new anointing. And as the song says, revive us again, O Lord. There is a revival coming to your house. A revival of the spoken word of God that's even been released into your life. There's things that God has spoken over you all you have not yet seen to come to pass. But God says this is a season of fruition. This is a time that I will open doors that you thought had been shut. The dreams that God has given you concerning particular things and particular situations. And I even hear God say business. He says it's time to revive that vision again. And don't look to resources within yourself, for I will provide the resources. Be aware of the people that you connect with, and be discerning to my voice of who I say to connect with, when to connect with. And when that happens, I'll dot the I's and I'll cross the T's, and it'll all come together. And the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you both now mightily, for out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. And when you stand to speak, it will be by my Spirit. It will be by my spirit. Stand strong and stand steadfast in my word. And watch me do it again, says the Spirit of the Lord. For surely I will do it. For surely I have spoken it, and I will do it, says God. Now, Lord, I thank you for that, for your word being accomplished in their life. And this is the season for it to come to fruition, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And your Spirit comes upon them now to overtake them, to subdue them. In Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father God, for the gifts. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we need to prostrate ourselves before God and say, get me, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Don't let me go until you get me. Not just part of me, but all of me. Because as humans, we only want to relinquish what we want to relinquish because we like to be in control. Amen. We like to be in control. But God says, let it go. The best place you can get is to the end of yourself. Because I have found out when I'm holding on to me, I'm holding on to my way because I want to be in control. But I found out the best place you could be sometimes is in the place where you just let go and just say, I give it up. I have struggled long enough. I have run long enough. There are things that God has spoken into this church and into your life that's been all put on hold because you're still holding on and you're wanting to do it your way. And when Ricardo then was singing, the praise team was singing, revive us again. Part of the reviving that God is doing in your life is to say, is to tell you to let the prophetic word revive in you again and become the prophet of your own life and begin to prophesy to yourself at the prayer closet. Because there's a spirit of prophecy within you that God wants to speak some things to you so that he can speak through you to the nation. Amen. Does anybody hear that word this morning?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. So come to the end of yourself and let go and let God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your word today, Father. Thank you for the anointing in this place today. Lord, I thank you for the prophetic that's been released in this house today to establish some things, God, to say, let it be, thus saith the Lord. Father, I thank you for ears to hear your word today. As you bring a word to these people, as the class has been dismissed, are we having classes today? We're having everybody go? Everybody go to classes? I thought I see a lot of children sitting in here. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Psalms. The Bible reads in Psalms, bless, amplified, bless, effectually, gratefully, praise the Lord, O my soul. And all that is deepest within me, bless his holy name. Bless, affectionately, gratefully, praise the Lord, O my soul. And this is the words I want you to remember. And forget not all his benefits. And forget not all his benefits. In the midst of living life and just doing what we know to do today to day to, I started to say survive, and I rebuke myself for even saying that because we're not surviving. We're all overcoming, hallelujah, and we're going through, praise God. But just in the midst of living life and doing what we know to do every day, sometimes we forget that we have benefits as part of our covenant with God. Amen. There are benefits to being a child of God. There are some companies that entice people to come to work for them because of the benefit package that's offered to them. There are some people that stay with their employers, not because they like the job or necessarily the pay, but the benefits outweigh. And I found out since I have become a child of God, the benefits far outweigh than the benefits that I was getting from the devil. And believe you me, the devil will offer you what he so-called benefits, but he always makes you look at the pretty side of his benefits. He never shows you what's down the road. Amen. But there is a benefit package offered to the children of God because of the blood of Jesus and because we've entered into a covenant relationship with him. So God, many times in God's word, he reminds us to remember. He was constantly telling the children of Israel, remember, remember, remember. So God knows how easy it is for us to forget. So if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you have entered into that covenant relationship with God. And you begin to walk in that. So God wants us to remember those benefits, to receive them, to believe that they are ours, and to begin to accept them and experience them in our life. Not because you've earned them. Anything we get from God is not anything that we have done. But it's because simply of what Jesus did on the cross. It's simply because of the price that he paid. And that we accepted what he did. And we have made right standing with God. Amen. So there are some benefits in Psalms 103. He says, God who forgives all your iniquities. God who heals all of your diseases. God who redeems your life from the pit of corruption. God who beautifies, dignifies, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. And I can go on and on about benefits. And the God who satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire, your personal age and situation with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles, strong, overcoming, and soaring. And I believe that more now that I'm getting older. Amen. So there's another benefit that I want to remind us as a church today, and that is a benefit of protection from the weapons of the enemy that comes into our life. The weapons that the enemy wants to throw in our lives to cause us to stumble. A protection that God has promised us of the in a benefit package that he wants to give us, and he wants to bless you. Amen. He wants you to prosper and to be in health. Amen. So the Bible tells us in John that the thief comes not to except to kill or destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. He doesn't want us just living a get-by life, a just surviving day-to-day kind of life. But he has come to give us life and life more abundantly. One of the weapons that comes to the enemy is to take from us the abundant life that God has promised that's ours. But Isaiah 54:17 says, but no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. This peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. This is the righteousness or the vindication they obtain from me. This is that which I impart to them as their justification, says the Lord. Now, the Bible doesn't say that there would not be any weapons formed against us. But when it begins to talk about weapons, I know that they're going to be part of my life as long as I'm living in this world. What people do with that God, I don't know where they turn to. I don't know who they cry out to when things come into their life that give them no hope. Amen. But it does assure us, though, that weapons that are formed against us shall not prosper. No weapon, it says, formed against us shall prosper. Now, prosper, one of the definitions of prosper means to succeed at reaching its intended purpose. Anybody get that in the house of the Lord? Prosper, meaning to succeed at reaching its intended purpose. In other words, the weapon, whatever it may be, that the devil has formed to come against you, he has a way of wanting to reach his intended purpose, but the Bible says it will not reach its intended purpose. Its intended purpose is to steal from you, to kill you, to destroy you. The prophetic word, the dream, the abundant life that God wants you to have in this earth now. But the Bible says the word prosper, succeed at it reaching its intended purpose. In other words, it will not succeed at reaching what the devil has meant for your harm. Amen. The purpose of the weapons that are formed against us is to discourage us to the point to cause us to quit believing the promises of God. The same lie that was all the way from the beginning is the same thing that he uses now. If God said, then why are you having to deal with this? Why are you going through with this? Amen? The same thing. He really hasn't changed his tactics. So the weapons that are formed against us is to, the Bible says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life. And for this purpose, the Bible tells us, the Son of God was made manifest that he might destroy, has destroyed the works of the evil one. The Bible tells us that the devil is as a roaring lion. He wants to roar so loud in your ear to drown out what you know to be of truth. This is what is of truth. We may get facts in life that says this is what the weapon is. That's a fact. That doctor's report is a fact. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those papers that served on you may be a fact, but I choose to believe what is of truth. So we have facts that may have been a weapon formed against you, a weapon of a financial situation, a bad doctor's report, a weapon of divorce, or whatever the weapon is, but we have the truth, which is what God has promised us in his word. And you're in that covenant relationship this morning if you're born again. And part of that benefit package is the protection of God. We just read in Isaiah 54, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. Counterattack the voice of the enemy with the word of God. It is written. It is written, by the stripes of Jesus I am healed. It is written that God said that I have life and have it more abundantly. It is written that I have peace of God. Amen. That I am an overcomer. It is written. Hallelujah. So the devil wants you to believe that God will not do what he has promised. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 59, when the enemy comes in like a flood, and when we think about flood, we think of an overwhelming that comes to wash away your hopes and your dreams, to bring that seed of doubt, as I said earlier, if God said. When the enemy forms a weapon against you, it's not only against you, but it's against God. And what Ricardo was saying about the body of Christ being as one, his problem becomes the body of Christ's problem. We undergird each other. So not only does the weapon come against, when it comes against us, it comes against God. But we grab a hold of somebody in the body and say, okay, this weapon has been formed against me. And where two or more shall pray and agree, and as touching any one thing, it shall be done. Amen. It says the promise in the scripture that God, through his spirit, the promise in this scripture is that God, through his spirit, will lift up a standard against the enemy. God has promised to lift up that standard against the weapon that the enemy has formed against you. The spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him and put him to flight. Put him to flight. For he will come like a rushing stream which the breath of the Lord drives. Glory to God. God will put together a defense against the enemy to counterattack what he has meant for your harm. It's going to turn around for the glory of God. Amen. So have you ever thought about the times that God has raised up a standard in your own life to say, that's it, no more. And that's coming to the end of yourself and trying to figure out a way to do it on your own. And if I do this or maybe I do that, just say, hey, I'm through. It's yours, God. Amen. Allow it to be the Lord's battles. So, you know, at times when you should have been dead, but God said, no, it's not. Mm-mm. As your soul looks back and wonder how you got over it, but you did. But God. But God, hallelujah. You can say like the children of Israel, that had it not been for the Lord, which was on my side, I don't know where I'd be. Amen. God blocked your enemies from overtaking you because he said in his word that he would make your enemies his footstool. Amen. The God that said that he will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. God will prepare whatever the weapon is. Sit down at the table and feast on the word of God. Amen. And say, it is written. He has prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Hallelujah. When Moses and the children of Israel had Pharaoh on their back and they were literally pushing him forward. Psalms 106 says, God rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. God will rebuke the enemy on your behalf. Amen. He will rebuke the enemy on your behalf. Hallelujah. A weapon was formed against Daniel to stop him from praying. We know that story. They threw him into the lion's den. But God, but God sent angels to shut the lion's mouth, and Daniel was brought out. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You may feel the sting of it sometimes, hallelujah, but God is right there with you, and I'm telling you, he's going to bring you out, hallelujah, because he's faithful, church, he's faithful. They threw him into the lion's den, but God sent his angels to shut the lion's mouth. And when the three Hebrew boys, you know that story, were in the fiery furnace, and because they chose not to bow, they chose not to bow, and the fire was about to consume them, But God raised up a standard against which the enemy has meant for harm. Hallelujah. And I'm sure that you can look back at your own life and see time and time again how God has raised up a standard. And I heard this word over and over as it's ministered, but this word is for somebody that you need to clench a hold of. As for me and my household, we shall be saved. We shall be delivered. As for me and my household, we shall be delivered. We shall be saved. As for me and my household, we shall be delivered and we shall be saved. I was thinking that the other night how I've seen the favor of the Lord just do some awesome things in our lives since the first of the year. I mean, just one thing after the other. But God raised up standard after standard after standard. Hallelujah. And I've seen his favor time and time again. And that he's there for you. And I'm sure you've seen it too. The Bible says, this is your heritage as a child of God. This is your heritage. This is your right as a child of God. You should expect the anointing to come upon you. You should expect the blessings to overtake you. And I got sidetracked what I was going to say a while ago. But I was thinking about the favor of the Lord. And I said, you know, God, everywhere I have worked, everywhere I have gone, people have been placed in my life for a purpose. And if you've been placed in my life for a purpose at one time or another, you're going to hear about God. You are there and you are going to hear about God and what he's doing and what he's done for me. Hallelujah. God doesn't place people in your life by accident. He knows where you're at. He knows you're going and you're coming. You're sitting and you're rising. So when God places people in your life and you're thinking, Lord have mercy, one more day with this person and I don't know what I'm going to do. And it said, God, you placed that person here. And iron sharpens iron. Hallelujah. Then me and you and the Holy Ghost is going to minister to this person. They're going to get delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. The peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Is the servants of the Lord. Those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. This is their righteousness. This is their vindication, which they obtained from me, which I impart to them as their justification. Glory to God. So if you're here this morning, you know I don't preach long. You just have to grab a hold of it and run with it. Hallelujah. But if you're here this morning or if you're listening over the internet and you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, today's a good day. I can't think of any other time you're here. And if you're not saved, then you're here for purpose. You've crossed our paths. If you're listening over the internet, then you're not listening by accident. You've been called to listen to it by the Spirit of the Lord that has drawn you to it. Then you need to join the family of God to become part of this benefit package that God offers you. It's not just to save you, to keep you from hell. Because I won't need the blessings of God when I get to heaven. Because he said there's going to be streets of gold there, and I need some gold now. Amen. We need some healing now. We need some deliverance now. Hallelujah. So we would invite you to become part of the family of God and get in on what God is offering. That are, and when you are a Christian, you are going to walk through some things, but you have something to fall back on. Amen. Because you've entered into a covenant relationship with God, and He says it's a done deal. You just believe it, and the blessings of God wants to run and overtake you. If you're here this morning, there have been weapons formed against you, and you may be like the woman at the well, or the woman with the issue of blood that spent all she had. She said she spent all that she had. In other words, she finally came to the end of herself, and even though they said, you don't need to be out here, and you don't need to be in public because of the law then, she got to the point of desperation and said, hey, I've got to touch somebody that I know that can help me, paraphrasing, the weapon that has been formed against me to take my life, the weapon of death that has been formed against me to take my life, I have got to press through this crowd and get to Jesus. And sometimes when weapons are formed against us, we have to get to the place of not just sitting back and being passive, but taking a hold of the Word of God and said, this is your Word. God said to put me in remembrance of my Word. Now, God, I'm in covenant relationship with you. Either I'm not hearing you right or I'm not discerning you right, but you said that you have come to give me life and life more abundantly. I have yet to experience some things as part of being in your covenant. So whatever weapon that has been formed against me to keep me from possessing what I know that you have already given me, show me. And one of the weapons that the enemy uses against Christians all the time is their past. You will never go forward until you let go of the past and allow the past to be a stepping stone into what God has called you to be. I don't care what people have labeled you. I don't care what they have said about you. There's another word. That may be a fact. But the truth of the Word of God said that you are precious in His sight. Amen. That He has a purpose and plan for you from the beginning of time. And the devil is a liar. God is a good God. And He wants to give thanks to His church and to His body that we can be a blessing to everybody around us. Amen. So that may seem like a bad place to be, as I was talking about earlier, but coming to the end of yourself. And as I was going through this and writing some stuff down, I began to hear the Lord say, for you see, says God, I have kept you when you thought all hope was gone. I have come in, and by my Spirit I will make all things new. Let the struggle be gone as you rest in me, and in the quietness of knowing that I'm God, I will do it again. In the quietness of knowing that I am God, I will do it again. When others have stood by and mocked my word and have even said it's too late, where is your God now? I will show myself strong on your behalf, and you shall see the salvation of your deliverer. There's always going to be mockers that mock the Word of God and say, well, that's what they have said. Healing's passed away. Tongue talking has passed away. God wants to refill you with the Holy Ghost, because some of you are so desperate at weapons that are formed against you that you have quit praying, and that's exactly what the enemy wants you to do. But you need to be refilled with the Holy Ghost and get that prayer language stirred up in you, that when you don't know how to pray as you ought, let the Holy Ghost take over, and He will pray with complete understanding, with all knowledge. Hallelujah. Where was I at? Well, glory to God. Glory to God. Hey. Oh, shoto se ba 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 ta ye li to re ba ku la bre sa to ma ba 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 ha ya. Ye shoto sa ba ba di la to ma ma ba. Lay your hands on your belly and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Ye shoto re ba 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 ki la ti so to no no di ala na 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 ba ha sa ya. Oh, la ta re ma ni la to she ma ma ba ba ka ye ma ma ba ba ha ha si ya. Meme mati lo soto re ba 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 ka ye meme ma ma ha ya. Shoto re ma ma mi ya le ya so no 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 son do no 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 ho tse ya. Ye la si, am I not still God? Am I not still on the throne? And am I not still a deliverer, says the Spirit of the Lord? For yes, I will come in, and even as you've heard, the enemy wants to come in like a flood, but by my spirit, says God, I will come in like a flood, and the debris that has been left behind, I will make it clear, says God, and I will cause a new thing to even take place in your life, and you will stand upright again, and you will praise my holy name again. And in spite of what those around you may have said, watch me perform my good word toward you. There are things that I want to get to you. Get to the end of yourself, says God, and rest in me. Leave it to me and watch me move on your behalf. Am I not still God? And am I not still on the throne? Amen. Believe in me and what my word declares, and watch me be what you desire me to be. And I will show myself strong on your behalf, and you shall see the salvation of your deliverer. So be encouraged, my sons and daughters. When you got saved, you got adopted into a new family. You may think the family that you was raised up with or that you was born into was the wrong one. No, they weren't. You were placed exactly where you were supposed to be, no matter how you got here. Amen. You are here for purpose and you are here for a reason. Hallelujah. So be encouraged, my sons and daughters. And know I am for you and I've got you covered. I want you to know that God has got your back covered. Amen. And remember, my covenant with you is sealed with the blood. And it is a done deal, says the Lord. So rejoice, rejoice, and rejoice. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you this morning. I haven't prayed for some people for a long time. And I want to pray for you this morning. I want to impart to you some things this morning by the Spirit of the Lord. Maybe you just feel like you just need to be revived this morning. It's an act of faith. Come forward and I'll lay hands on you. Not anything that I can do, but the Spirit of the Lord wants to bless you and to revive you again and to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And if you haven't been saved, we've got people here that will pray with you. And if you've not been baptized with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, today is a good day. Hallelujah. You can just talk in tongues all you want to. Hallelujah. And sing with the Spirit and sing with the understanding. There's nothing like it. Hallelujah. Or if you need healing today, the healer's here. If you need deliverance today, the deliverance is here. Hallelujah. So come forth this morning. Hallelujah. I want to pray with you and for you and agree with you this morning. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for ministering to your people today. Thank you for the gifts of your Spirit, Lord. Thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word, God, that's a done deal. Thank you for our covenant with you, God, that's been sealed in the blood of Jesus. And Lord, as I lay my hands on these people today, I thank you for an impartation, Father, of whatever their need is this morning, God. Hallelujah. Is anybody here this morning that has not been saved? Everybody looks been saved. Anybody here that's not been filled with the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Anybody here? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I thank you for this sister. I thank you, Father, she's the one that stands in the gap and prays, Father God. That she is the intercessor, Father God, for her family, Father. And I thank you, Father, for reviving a fire within her, God. Lord, filling her with your Spirit. For a language coming forth from her innermost being, Father God. Oh, a song of praise, hallelujah. A song of praise, Father. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're going to do it again because you're faithful. You are faithful as far as her and her household, God. They shall be delivered and they shall be saved. The deliverer has come to your house in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for my brother. I thank you that he is the healed of the Lord. Father God, I thank you for what you're done in his life and what you're going to do, Father. I thank you for a fresh anointing coming upon him, Father God, for refilling him with your Spirit, that out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. I thank you, Father God, that wherever his feet goes and he claims as his God, I thank you for the authority, for that silent authority that he walks in, of knowing who his God is. For knowing who his God is. Sometimes not just saying anything, but knowing. A knowing that you know that you know. Refill him today with your precious Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for my sister. I thank you for those, Lord, that she's standing in the gap for, that there is deliverance that's coming to them, of healing, of restoration, of wholeness, Father God. I thank you, God, for just refilling her with your precious Holy Spirit this morning, that out of her belly shall flow rivers of living waters, God, for that prayer language, a boldness to speak the truth, Father, in prayer like never before. And I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you for my brother, God. Thank you for what you've done in his life, Father, and what you're going to continue to do, Father. I thank you, Father God, for your anointing. Lord, I thank you that he is healed of the Lord. Oh, from the inside out, the healing of the Lord is presence of God. Thank you for reviving him, God. Thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit that's within him. And for all, Father, for a humble heart to receive, Lord, your word in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for my sister. Thank you for the word of the Lord that's shut up in her bones like fire, God. And she speaks it forth with clarity and precision, Father God. I thank you that the best is yet to come for her, God. I thank you that her steps are ordered by you, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that you're just beginning now to do some new things. I think you're just now beginning to do some new things. Oh, Lord, and you're going to reveal them one by one, day by day. And I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for a fresh anointing coming up on her, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. The Spirit of the Lord rests mightily upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for the word of the Lord that's within him, God. And I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in him and through him, God. And for a continuing revelation of your word that it's not to be kept quiet, but he's going to begin to express it, Lord God. And I thank you for filling him with your spirit, Father God, fresh and anew right now. That out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Thank you for what you're doing in him, Father, and through him. That your word is working mightily in him. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for my sister. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in her, Father God. Lord, I just thank you for a fresh start. Of revealing yourself to her of who you are. For revealing yourself to her for the plan and purpose that you have for her life, God. Every step that she takes from this day forward that it's ordered by you, God. And I thank you right now, Lord, that you fill her with your Holy Spirit. That out of her belly shall flow rivers of living waters. That she, Lord, continues to seek you and the plan that you have for her life, God. That there is nothing that's happened in her life that has taken you by surprise, God. I thank you that you've got her covered, Lord. Every decision that she makes, God, I thank you, Lord, that you have her covered. That you have her covered. That you have her covered, Father. And no weapon that has been formed against her shall prosper. The truth of his word is what you stand on. The truth of his word is what you acknowledge. The truth of his word is what you acknowledge. Thank you, Father God, for bringing healing and restoration. Let it be according to your word concerning her life, God. Anointing of the Spirit of the Lord. Breaking every yoke in the name of Jesus. Every yoke in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father God. Sweet Spirit of the living God. Thank you for my sister, God. Thank you for this intercessor, Lord. Oh, Father, at the time she's cried out to you, you have been so faithful to her, God. Oh, I thank you, Father, for your continued faithfulness on her behalf. Oh, I just speak into her life right now, God, a fresh wind of your Holy Spirit. Oh, just a freshness coming into her life, God. Thank you for your word, Lord, concerning her, God. And all the things that concern her, Lord, has not gone past you unnoticed. But you've taken it all consideration, and he's working some details out. And it's going to be even as God has promised you it would be. Because he is a faithful God. And deliverance will come, and it will be right on time. Stand and see the salvation of your God for that which you have cried out to him for and concerning. It will be so, says God. It will be so. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for my sister. I thank you, God, for your word that is concerning her, Lord. Oh, my goodness. It's much bigger than even what she has thought of. Doors opening, coming so fast, use discernment to know which ones to walk through and which ones to say no to. Thank you, Father God, for that which you're doing in her life, that she has not allowed anything to hinder her from hearing from you and then just saying, yes, not my will, but your will be done. The Spirit of the Lord springs afresh within you. And I see just flowers blooming all around. A day of prosperity, says God. A day of prosperity, says God. Of seeing my hand move. Because I'm God. Because I am God. And it shall be. Now thank you, Lord, for what you're doing.
Yes, Lord.
Right now. And you are one that will go back and say, thank you, Jesus. I know it's you. And I have returned to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for this humble spirit, God. God says he can trust you with a lot. That he can trust you with a lot. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my sister, God. Thank you, Father, for the gifts that are within her that have been oppressed because of situations and circumstances. But it's time for them to be watered by the Word, by the Spirit of God, and to come forth. It's the season. No longer let it be, I can't, but I will, and I can do all things through him who strengthens me to do it. And I thank you for the song of the Lord that has been buried within her, God. That it's being stirred up today in Jesus' name. The song of the Lord. That brings healing and hope because the anointing is upon it. There are people that sing and there are people that sing. The song of the Lord rebirthed in you. It has been a lie of the enemy to keep it hidden and to keep it oppressed. But today, there is a breaking forth. Wake up in the night. A song will come forth. And Father, I thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. It shall be. It shall be. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your daughter. I thank you, Father God. Sete esende eremanti o no la sente che se correva bacaya. Shondo sima mamanti e la sontoria. Can I hear the word of the Lord say that I had formed you in your mother's womb to be a mouthpiece for me? And though you may go through life and you try this and you try this and you say, okay, this is what I think I'll do. But God says, I have formed you even in your mother's womb to be a mouthpiece for me. And this is not to scare you to say you're going to have to stand up and preach and blah, blah, blah. Just be sensitive to the voice of the Lord and not allow the voices of distraction when you're away at college and all these things to lead you in a direction that God says no, okay? You have a very strong anointing upon you to minister to people, okay? And he's not left you out, and he's not left you behind. Now, Father, I just impart that to her right now in the name of Jesus for your anointing that's upon her, that her steps are ordered by you, God. And no matter what she tries to do here, there, she's always going to be pulled back. I said there's anointing on you like me, that no matter what you try to do in life, you always get back to the preaching thing. No matter how much you don't want to do it, there's still a pull to do it because it's what you're for. It was what you were born to do. And no matter what anybody else says or anybody else does, You know, you got something in there you got to say. It may not be with eloquence and it may be with stuttering and stammering, but it's the voice of the Lord. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, shoto reba bakaya. Yeda tosa mamamahaya. Oh, no, koya. Don't be discouraged. I don't know what you're doing at college or anything as far as classes or even what you're doing, but don't be discouraged if you find yourself wanting to change your mind all the time. Okay? Because God says that's for a reason. It's simply because he's not going to let you get distracted. Because first of all, you got to pray in grandma and papa. And all that, and mom and daddy. That's praying for you. Okay? Thank you, Jesus, for your word concerning her, God. For the anointing that's within her, God, that you're going to know. And when you know, there's going to be such a settling that it doesn't matter what anybody else does or anybody else says, you know, and you can't be talked out of it. You know, just let them talk. You don't have to rebuke them or say anything. Let that silent confidence, oh, God, I may not look like what you think I'll look like to do what I know God calls me to do, okay? But that's okay. This is what I know God said. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father, for your anointing now, resting upon her. In Jesus' name. Thank you for this intercessor, God. Thank you, Father God, for the salvation of many that she has stood in the gap for and has brought deliverance to them. And I thank you for that desire to pray, to increase in her and to become such a fire that she finds herself in the middle of the day just slipping away and grabbing a hold of you. Because it's something she was born to do. And I thank you, Father God, for the word of the Lord concerning her, that her steps are ordered by you. And her desire is to say, yes, Lord, yes. And I thank you, Father God, for our continued faithfulness towards you and your faithfulness toward her. That you've proved yourself to her time and time again. And she knows in whom she believes. And she is fully persuaded that you are able to do what you have said you would do. I thank you, Father God, for your anointing upon her. And for that prayer warrior spirit. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for my brother. I thank you, God, for a revelation of your word toward him. Father God, I thank you that his steps are ordered by you. I thank you for a renewing of your presence in him. And for a fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. And out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's going to know where every piece of the puzzle fits. Every piece of that puzzle, there's a place for it. There's a place for it. And that's what I see, Scott. I see you at a table. There is a finished puzzle except for one piece. And you're hesitant about putting that piece in there. But God wants you to know that it, whatever it concerns, it's okay. That it's okay. That it's okay. Should I or should I not put that piece of puzzle in there? Because then it's completed. And he said he gives you permission to. Now thank you, Father, for the fire of the living God consuming him. And for the wind of your spirit blowing fresh, God, in his life. That out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. His desire, God, has always been to know you and the power of your word. Thank you, Jesus. Another intercessor, God. Another one that has stood in the gap. And has literally seen you snatch people back from the brinks of hell. Oh, thank you, Jesus. As she has stood and she has watched weapons formed against people's lives, she has stood in the gap and she has agreed with you and said, no, that will not happen. Because you have allowed that person to come across my life. And because of that, I will not allow that weapon to destroy them. And you come into agreement with God and his word concerning them. And watch God do it. Watch God bring it to fulfillment. There's one particular thing that you're standing in the gap for. And God brings it back to you over and over again. God says that you are about to see the manifestation of that deliverance. You are about to see the manifestation of that deliverance. You have chosen to stand and not let go of what you know my word says concerning them. And God wants you to remind you that they've run long enough, that it's time. Now, Father, I thank you for stirring her up fresh with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Yes, God, a fresh anointing comes upon you now. A fresh anointing comes upon you now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. What do you want God to do for you? Are you saved?
Yes.
Born again by the blood of Jesus. Yes. What would you? What is your desire for?
I want him to make me a better person. Be able to serve him better.
Mm-hmm.
To leave me, God, be in my life.
You know, the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Okay. Lift your hands. God's going to do a new thing. Thank you, Jesus, for your daughter. She has confessed you as her Savior. She's been filled with your Holy Spirit. And God has already made you into a woman that He desires to be. That you are precious in His sight. And you no longer have to strive for something you think you ought to be. Because He loves you. Right now, right today, right at this moment. And there's nothing you can do to earn that love but just accept it. Just like you, there's nothing you did to earn your salvation but just accept it. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, for a refilling of your precious Holy Spirit. That you bring healing and that you bring restoration into her life, God. Where the enemy has come and said there is no hope, that you're the God of hope that brings that healing. Healing to your mind. Healing to memories that want to come up from time to time. I thank you, Father, for bringing that healing. Today is a new day. Step into your new beginning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your Spirit that's coming upon her now, God. And that your blessings are running to overtake her in such an awesome way. A tender heart. Thank you, Jesus, right now, Father. In Jesus' name, the anointing of God rest upon you. Now, the Spirit of the Lord rest upon you mightily. There it is, honey. There it is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How's your relationship with God?
I want him to be back in my life, too. Yeah. I'm going to pray for my mom because she's in the hospital.
Okay. Okay.
Under heart attack. And I just want to be, in God's life again.
Okay. Are you serious about that? Because when we say things, you know, God takes us. Okay, what's wrong with that? Okay, lift your hands. Anointing. Break every yoke in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of oppression and depression, I break it now in the name of Jesus. Your word comes forth in His life. Anointing breaks every yoke in Jesus' name. Refill him with your Spirit, God. Complete healing of his mother in Jesus' name. Thank you for your anointing, God. For healing, God. There it is, son. The anointing of God rest upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Shoto reba babakaya. Soto to no 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 da ba shoto ra rasia. Shore babakia sondoro dosita ye reba babakia. Now, Holy Spirit. A refreshing, a refilling, prayer warrior, intercessor, you, Father God, for stirring that gift up again. It cannot lie dormant anymore. The gift of the Spirit of the Lord. Let it be, God, according to your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for bringing refreshing. You know, I see you in the back of the church dancing a lot and stuff. And I just feel like God wants to tell you that when you are dancing, use it as a prayer unto God. Just say, I'm dancing for this person's deliverance. I'm dancing to come in agreement with this person's healing. There's an anointing that's on you to do that. You know, like when Rex used to beat the drum, there's a prophetic anointing on him to do that. There's a prophetic anointing on you to dance before the Lord with all of your heart and all of your might. And watch people's chains come off as you come into agreement with God for them. And I pray that just becomes a strong revelation in your spirit. That you're just not just dancing to bless the Lord, to bless yourself, but you're standing in the gap. Dancing before the Lord with all of your might. And he takes notice. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm ringing. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We're going to do our prayer list now. Thank you, Father, what you've done this morning. Thank you for speaking into our lives, God. To come back to remember our benefits in you of protection, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But you're raising up a standard of righteousness and holiness, God. And we thank you for that. Thank you for your peace that's in this house right now. And Father, we pray for Charles and Jean Graves today, and for Albert Burton and Dimple Buck healing, for Jim Hadley and Robert and Donna Turner for salvation, for Rosemary Bennett for healing, and Jennifer Grimes for deliverance, Amy and Nikki Kapp, Sandy Kane healing, and Bobby and Vivian healing. Pray for the family of Nelda Taylor, Matthew Sherry's son, father's death, Chris and Mike, Mark Dudgeon's family, Sherry's sister, grandfather's funerals today, Pat Downey's family and a friend of hers that's in a hospital at Louisville, and Arlene Will. If you have a prayer request upon your heart, just raise your hand right now. Father, we thank you that your word says that we could come boldly into your throne room, bringing our petitions before you. And that the prayer of agreement, Father God, is a powerful thing. We come into agreement as a body. We come into agreement with you. We come into agreement with your word. That by the stripes of Jesus, these people are healed. And I thank you, Father God, for bringing healing, for bringing restoration, and for meeting every need in the name of Jesus. Every person that has their hand raised, Lord, we come into agreement with them for that prayer request, God. And we thank you, Father God, in advance for their healing and for their deliverance and for their salvation, that you are the God of more than enough, that it's a done deal. Minister to these precious people, God. And we thank you for that. And we just speak a blessing on our pastors as they have been away, God, that this is a time of refreshing for them, and that you would strengthen them in their bodies, God, that they come back with the word for our body. We just pray for them, and we bless them today, God. Pray for their protection, Father. Thank you, Father, for our pastors. And I speak a blessing over you all, that you all have a blessed week, that you have a prosperous week, and that you are expecting the Holy Ghost to overtake you and for the Spirit of the Lord to overtake you. Ricardo's pointing. You want prayer? Ricardo said you wanted prayer. And I speak that you are prosperous and that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for my sister. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful daughter of yours. Thank you, Father, for the plan and purpose that you have for her life, God. And there's nothing that has happened in her life that has gone unnoticed, that you've taken it all into account. And God says to tell you that he's not holding anything against you, that he is for you. And that he has a plan and he has a purpose for your life. And that you've not been forgotten in this big old world. Not that there's people not around you to love you. But he wants you to know that he has not forgot you. That you are not here by accident. That he has a big plan for you. And the people that has come into your life are people that God has planted there for purpose and for reason. And everybody that's come into your life has not been an accident. But he says he knows you're coming and you're going and you're sitting and you're rising. And his plans for you are so big. And he says to tell you that you're precious in his sight. That you're so precious in his sight. And he wants you to begin to see yourself as he sees you. His child. His daughter. His daughter and his child. And he loves you. He loves you. Father, I just speak a blessing over her right now in the name of Jesus. That she hears your voice. That she knows your voice. And that's the voice she'll follow. Many distractions comes along. But you will know the voice of the Lord. You will know the voice of the Lord. And I thank you, Father God, that you have sent your word to her. And she knows. And I thank you for the anointing that's coming up on her right now, God, to bring complete healing to every area of her life. All the hurt, all the pain, all the bad memories, God is healing right now. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word concerning her. In Jesus' name. Amen. You all are dismissed. Have a blessed and prosperous week, and pray that the Holy Ghost overtakes you. Bob, have you? Oh, leadership meeting in the room? Okay.